It's Tonin. Is it Tonin something other, or what is it?
You ever heard it called
Juice Harp? Juice Harp. That's what it is. And it's got a little thing. It might slice your tongue if you the thrum. Yeah.
If you can knock your teeth out. We were kids, my father played those, and my grandpa played those. When I was a kid, I grew up, I never was playing them. If you wanted to nail something in, you just use a board.
Hammer.
And ever had much to do with wagons? Ever seen your grandparents ever had any wagons? At least might be hard for you now. Say you had two horses on the wagon, a big long thing that comes out from the wagon. So you're between the two horses, it's
the tongue.
Okay. Have you ever heard that called?
Yeah, and were it, yeah, well, like on machinery too.
Yeah.
Where it fits on to the tractor.
Have you ever seen these little one horse buggies, the one I'm talking about?
Yeah, I've seen them.
You know what, you know, these instead of having a tongue, they have two wooden things and you back the horse.
Mm-hmm. And then it connects to the horse's harnesses or something.
Yeah. What do you call those two wooden things? Any name for that? Ever heard of them called buggy shabs or anything like that?
I wasn't around that much.
What about if you wanted to urge your horses on, would you might hit them with a
whip?
Yeah. And, basketball goal up there, you might say
rim.
Yeah, rim. Yeah. Okay, you anticipated the question just about when I was coming up playing, I couldn't touch the rim, but I can't come close anymore.
It's about how my brother is. He's getting out of practice.
Yeah. He played ball in high school?
Yeah.
Did your brother go to school here?
No, I've got one that went to Tennessee Tech. I had one that went here. He drowned when he was a sophomore here.
One went to Tennessee Tech?
Uh-huh. And then one come here.
Judy Moses across the hall. She knows your sister-in-law?
Uh-huh. Yeah. She knows my cousin. Yeah. It's about second cousin.
I talked to her the other day.
Now, her father has a lot of rocking horses and stuff like that. And where the post office is, they own that store right beside it.
Oh, they're from Scott County, too?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah. The woman she's talking about, her brother is a doctor in Scott County. The Clowns, have you ever heard of them? They show a lot of cattle and all that. That was my grandmother's brother.
Did they show at the fair here? Yeah.
Yeah.
I go to all the cattle shows and stuff. See, I grew up in
a have you ever heard area. The carts? That's about the two big whales at home that shows them.
There, and in Alabama, the bears in Alabama really are agriculture.
They have the tractor, all that stuff down there, don't they?
Yeah. And they have the line. Well, big agricultural displays, they have cattle
and
hogs and stuff like that. And have you seen the new half breeds or half a cow, half cow and half a buffalo? Well, they're trying to raise these, I guess, with beef. They call it a beefalo. It's half beef and half.
I've never known.
It's big and ugly. It really is. We're talking about those wagons. Sometimes, when a horse is hitched to a wagon or bar of wood in the back, traces come back too.
Mm-mm.
You ever heard of any of them talk about a single tree? Okay. Didn't think you would. And if somebody say you see a man with a wagon load of wood coming along, driving along, you say he's doing what? He's
hauling.